I have been with the company for around close to a year.
Mm-hmm.
What they brought me to do was to develop products,
mm-hmm,
and experiences for Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, what that means is we are not trying to just take a product like a set-top box,
mm-hmm,
for a cable set-top box and, mm-hmm, say, how do we market it to Latinos?
Right.
But really is, how do we think about products and experiences that are really designed for Latinos, and in particular Latinos that are bicultural,
mm-hmm,
and it is not only about, you know, language, which we know language is important, but it's not the only thing.
Right.
So I wanted to show you a little bit. So as a context, mm-hmm, the company takes very seriously that, and after 9 months working, we are sort of showcasing this innovation. So this is our X1 platform. I don't know if this is what you have at home.
I actually do have.
Perfect.
Xfinity.
So, and you have this as opposed to the, because we have two versions. One is sort of the native one,
mm-hmm,
that is sort of blue-ish, and this one is more advanced.
It looks familiar.
Okay, perfect.
From,
so,
yeah.
So then this is it.
I'm advanced.
If it looks familiar, then this is it. So, when we as a team got here and got to this platform, and you get something like, you know, 55,000 different options, it's like, what do you do for a Hispanic? How do you make this bicultural?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, the way we thought about it is, let's talk about and let's think about passion points.
Mm-hmm.
First passion point is obviously soccer. So,
mm-hmm,
today, and the way you access your soccer is...
My son's watching that game soon.
Oh, good.
He has a tape.
So your son is going to love this. So essentially, we created this companion,
mm-hmm,
sports app right here in your TV, where this is part of our sports app. So,
mm-hmm,
something we had, but we had it for NFL, for, you know,
right,
football,
mm-hmm,
baseball, etc. We didn't have it for soccer, and not only this is a passion point for Latinos, but in reality, I mean, in the U.S., the sport is,
mm-hmm,
getting a lot of traction. So,
mm-hmm,
right there on the TV, you can see the previous games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened. If the game happens to actually be playing right now,
mm-hmm,
you'll see it. You can tune in right there from your app.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then push up of a button, you can record it.
Wow.
And it's done. So the idea is this has become sort of your soccer central.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to continue to develop the app with the idea of having stats, having features.
Mm-hmm.
So this really becomes sort of your soccer central. In addition to this, we, in particular for Houston and other markets, we have upgraded all of our sports channels,
mm-hmm,
in Spanish,
mm-hmm,
into HD.
Okay.
So now you can see the games with sort of this quality.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is family. And I think something important for the family is, regardless of whether or not the family speaks Spanish,
mm-hmm,
we as Latinos, we want our kids to
right,
speak the language,
mm-hmm,
because we think it's a competitive advantage.
Yes.
We think it's truly important. And in particular, preschool years are key.
Right.
So that's where we sort of decided to focus when thinking about family.
Mm-hmm.
And is today we have all this amazing content, is content,
mm-hmm,
curated for your kids, but wouldn't it be awesome if you could say, let me filter it by language, Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now I have, that's it. That's all I need to do. And,
mm-hmm,
I have all the content for my preschool kid that I can say, you can watch it. It's in great neutral Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
It's been curated, and,
mm-hmm,
and they can actually practice.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get into sort of the school years, like my two daughters,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
then
right,
you sort of lose them, right? They,
right,
they start watching
what
their friends,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I think in particular for preschool is important,
mm-hmm,
and is everything from, you know, great things like El Chavo and,
mm-hmm,
people that grew up in Latin America,
mm-hmm,
my age, they definitely iconic.
Mm-hmm.
But things like Dora, but in Spanish.
Right.
and the idea is more to entice, you know.
And the it's closed captioned or is it more voiceover?
It is voiceover. It's language is Spanish.
Okay, good.
Which for preschool is very important.
Right, right.
The second thing that we said with our round family is Friday movie night.
Mm-hmm.
And today what happens is in my house, my daughters, they speak English for the most part,
mm-hmm.
then I'm pushing them to speak
Spanish.
And my dad, he was there the other day, and we wanted to watch a movie together, and he
mm-hmm.
just doesn't like English. I mean, he wants to watch the movie
yeah.
in Spanish.
Right.
And ultimately, there was this compromise where my dad said, okay, these are the movies in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're 2 years old,
mm-hmm.
and my kids didn't want to watch that. So we said, wouldn't it be great if, with a, you know, touch of a button, you could say, show me everything that is in Spanish language audio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just filters it.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, these are sort of all the content that we have that have Spanish audio. And the family can, ultimately, it's a choice.
Right, right.
To watch it in Spanish or English. So
now, is this all movies, or are there certain movies that y'all usually focus on?
There is whenever we have the content,
mm-hmm.
That second audio programming feed, then the
mm-hmm.
movie will pop up. So in this particular case, it just so happens that all these movies, we had it.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's, let's say, Mad Max, it doesn't have the SAP, then you wouldn't see it there.
Okay, so
it's essentially it's all of the movies
mm-hmm.
library that we have that has this
mm-hmm.
second audio programming.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, Michael here on my team,
mm-hmm.
is one of the things he's focusing on is getting more and more SAP content.
Okay.
So there are more choices to watch.
Right, okay.
And then the next one is music. We think music and is very important for Latinos. We not only are, you know, and I'm getting to the Latino folder in a second, but
mm-hmm.
not only we think it's important within the Latino sort of collection, but in general terms,
mm-hmm.
music should be front and center. So now we actually have right next to some of the general market artists,
mm-hmm.
we have Hispanic collections.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you. And this is the Latino section where we have a dedicated team curating content. This is totally in Spanish, so
mm-hmm.
this will be what you consider Latino content. Obviously, focused on telenovelas, focused on a lot of shows, but
mm-hmm.
this will be a collection of music that we do,
okay.
which is the latest and greatest
mm-hmm.
of music, and this is updated frequently
mm-hmm.
with the idea of having bicultural Hispanics
right.
curating content for bicultural
mm-hmm.
Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is navigation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I forgot to say is the fact that the X1 is cloud
mm-hmm.
base allows us to do things. One is, in the past,
mm-hmm.
if you're familiar with cable,
mm-hmm.
it would have taken us years
right.
to do something because we essentially need to exchange the set-top box. Now we're pushing all of this innovation right
mm-hmm.
into people's homes without
mm-hmm.
any, you know, touching the service.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is that game that I recorded, plus whatever I have, Scandal or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I have it right there to consume, so there is really no notion of time shifting or
mm-hmm.
I need to tune in to watch something. I can just, and a lot of this content we can actually take it with you.
Right.
So for kids, that's actually very good. We
mm-hmm.
could, some of these things you can download. Obviously, we don't have rights for every single
right.
thing, but
right.
where we have rights, you could download some of this content, take
mm-hmm.
it with you,
yeah.
Your iPad.
I guess you would pull it off of your PC or
exactly
Mac.
You can
okay.
you can like I was telling someone I for this trip
mm-hmm.
I downloaded 6 different movies in my iPad
mm-hmm.
Totally free, totally included with your Comcast
wow. okay.
Subscription.
Cool.
And then navigation, so if you notice, it's in English. So something I think is, I think it's important, is something beautiful, is Comcast is very committed with accessibility, not only for vision impaired people, but also elderly people. Right. Like, so the platform, you can activate it in a way that platform talks to you and helps you navigate instead of trying to find. And we wanted to give the same opportunity to Hispanics. Then, so now the platform, or very soon the platform will talk to you in Spanish as well if you choose to do that. And the other thing I just changed is now the entire navigation is in Spanish. So guía, guardado. And this is something that sounds sort of trivial. Why would I want it? What we discover is, in particular for multi-generational families with, you know, old parents that might be more, you know, Spanish preferred, we had this millennial on a focus group that said, this is amazing. Because, and I was like, amazing, really? You're a millennial? And he said, yeah, because I'm no longer the remote control in my family.
Complexity.
Yeah, yeah. Go get me my novela.
Yeah.
Pame mi novela.
Yes.
So I no longer, and ultimately this Spanish navigation is sort of stitching all the experiences together. Because you can create a cohesive experience. And again, I showed this at the very end because the easy way will be for us to just say, we're going to translate this in Spanish and that's it.
Right.
The tough part is really to think about what are the real needs of a bicultural Hispanic, what are the passion points, and then create experiences around
that.
So if you go home to, so the next one is voice command, where we announced this last year. It completely redefines the way you navigate in the TV. So for example, if say Telemundo recognizes that it's the network, and more important, it tunes into the network. So you no longer have to remember what channel, etc. For us, the key challenge on Hispanic is make sure that all of the terms and things that are relevant for Hispanic. So within Telemundo, if I say Celia Cruz, then it recognizes and obviously tunes in into the novela that just launched. But it also pulls, apparently Celia Cruz did a couple of movies that we happen to have in our library. So it pulls all those movies. But if I say something like Rafael Amaya, and I can say it with my accent or a more, okay, it took some time, but it recognizes that is the actor, obviously, you know, huge now because of El Señor de los Cielos, the Telemundo telenovela, but you can also see if, to the extent that we have those novelas on VOD, it pulls them. So you can watch Rafael Amaya 24/7 if you want. And for us, that was critical. It was critical that if you say Chivas, it recognizes it as Chivas de Guadalajara. Pumas recognize that it's the Mexican team, and not only that, but it's able to take you to a page where you can actually record the game if you wanted to. And it just, it's an iterative process that is going to sort of take us there. But that's sort of the entertainment side of it. Do you have any questions?
Yes.
Up until that? We have more, but I just wanted to make sure
Well, I noticed when you were talking about the voice remote feature, you said it was, it's being worked on, or when do you think that's going to be out, you know, for the consumer?
So beta is already out. So today if you go home and you switch your settings to Spanish, then you can start using the commands.
Now, do you have to have a specific remote?
Yeah, you need to have this one.
Okay.
Do you have this one?
I don't have that one. I have the regular, well, I guess it's the one they gave us.
Let's make sure
we'll get you one. I get your card, and we'll get you one.
Okay.
Once you have it, you'll be
able to. It's going to transform. Yeah. The trick, you just need to press it, say, and then it's like a walkie-talkie.
Right. And so that, when do you think it's going to be out for everybody? And are you going to change it out with people that already have just regular remotes? Is that, are you going to offer that to?
Yeah, so it's, the vision is to have X1 in every home. have the remote in every home. Obviously, it's going to take us time. It's capital intensive. So the way we're doing it now is roll out in certain markets.
Right.
Today, if you have some tiers of service, some of our low tiers of service, you might not get the X1 experience. But the idea is, the vision is to get it rolled out in the next couple of years.
Okay.
But today you can. I mean, if you have one of our sort of double, triple page packages, new technology, then you can get definitely a remote.
Cool. I'm excited.
It's very cool.
Now, as far as the sports app that you have, is that an additional feature that you have to purchase, or is that automatically in your remote, or the features, or is it something new?
It's new, but everything I just walk you through is free of charge. So there is nothing, obviously, with the correct package, but there is nothing additional. We're not charging for it. It's just improving the experience for our customers.
Okay.
And just to clarify, the sports app, it's been with the system for a long time. Mm-hmm. What we are innovating is making sure that it has soccer and it has the right content, et cetera.
Right.
But we have had that that sports app for a couple of years.
But just with the other
teams, exactly. With other sports that are now.
Baseball and stuff like that. Okay. I think you answered the question about the closed captioning. And so the movies that are coming out now and they have the SAP feature, will there be a chance that other movies, even though they might have came out later on, might be added to the feature to be able to watch them on SAP? Or, I mean, is it constantly going to be updated with movies, or is it just like the new stuff that comes out?
No, it's constantly going to be updated. Mm-hmm. It requires a lot of work with our partners to make sure that we get the feeds and make sure that that we sort of ingest all that content. So it's going to be a sort of, you're going to see progressively, but we're definitely, it's one of the key things we're focusing for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Keep updating more and more SAP content.
Okay. Now, with the way that the culture is, Hispanic culture, where do you see this changing in the next 5-10 years? I mean, do you see it more, because the way that the households are, you know, is it something that's going to be different? Is it going to be more Hispanic-based, or you think it's going to be more English in the next 5-10 years? Or, I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
I think it's going to be three things. I think number one is going to be more mobile. And that's the reason why next year we're really focusing on TV everywhere. Because we just think content is going to be ubiquitous. You're going to have it everywhere. The second thing is the idea of there is no longer the lines between VOD content, video on demand, linear content, TV everywhere. I think all those lines are going to blur. And Latinos are just going to look for the best content.
Right.
Or in general, users are going to just look for the best content. Something that I didn't show, but we also have it, is filters. So if you're a mom, in my case, I have an 8 and an 11-year-old. And they, just by using that filter, they know exactly what is the content that they want to watch. So there's not even a notion of channels. Like, they know Disney Channel, but they don't necessarily associate it anymore because they see all these shows. So I see that happening more and more. In terms of language, I think it's going to depend on... essentially, it's going to be very organic. Let me give you an example. The Pope visit. Even though I'm bilingual, sort of charming accent, that's the way it is. It was distracting to me to watch the Pope in Spanish and then have the translation in English on whatever, CNN. So we just wanted to have that content in Spanish.
Right.
There is some content that you want to watch, maybe movies that are better watching. And so I think to that extent, you're going to see it organically. Not necessarily designed by language, but more about sort of quality content and give me the choice of watching whenever I want. Something we have found on focus groups is definitely Latinos prefer to watch uplifting content.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did focus groups with, there was this mom that we asked, what is the content that you want to watch? And she said, look, content that portrays Latinos in an uplifting way that my daughter, I said, this is sort of a role model for my daughter. That's exactly what I want them to watch. Content that portrays a Latina, stereotypical, I don't even let them watch it because that's not what my daughter want her to be. So we understand the importance of uplifting content, mm-hmm. content that really mm-hmm. resonates with the values of the community.
Right.
I think that's going to be key.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll also add that, you know, right now 55% of all Latino families consider themselves to be bilingual and bicultural.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, that English and Spanish are being spoken in the home? And while you're getting more kids, second and third generations are moving towards English, the reality of the matter is that within a bicultural home, with a multi-generational home, you're going to have multiple languages always spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a real big effort within Hispanic families to preserve that language. So
right.
Spanish is always going to be a mainstay of our culture and being able to preserve that heritage.
Right.
But also you're going to find those that necessarily today may not be communicating in Spanish, and because of the need to retroculturate,
mm-hmm.
the ability to offer that choice
mm-hmm.
becomes that much more paramount as well. And that's exactly what Javier is leading.
Yeah. Thank you, E.
It is on Thursdays.
And I think you had touched on this a little bit, but is there anything new that you see in the future that Xfinity is, like, something that we're really going to push towards, you know, as far as whether it be this or maybe, like you said, the mobile app, something that's, you know, something easy for people to use whenever they're wherever, you know, the easiest way to get it to it is the best way people are going to go for it, right?
I have
so
a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else asked me that question. It was
mm-hmm.
Brian Roberts, our
mm-hmm.
president and CEO. It was a couple of weeks ago in New York, and we presented all this, and he said, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, how long have you been with us? And he said, close to 9 months, Brian. I said, great, what are you doing in the next 9 months? So it was exactly
yeah.
the same question, probably.
This is what you can do? All right.
So our scope goes beyond video. It's communications,
mm-hmm.
is home security,
mm-hmm.
Is internet. And we think there's a couple things we're working on. Security,
mm-hmm.
and it's tremendously important.
Mm-hmm.
I tell this story all the time because when I moved to this country, my wife, before even asking for cable or anything, she asked for security systems.
Mm-hmm.
He said, get me my alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's important. And in those multi-generational families,
mm-hmm.
Family being so important, we want to, like, your grandparents, you want to make sure that they are okay. You want to be able to look into a camera and say they're okay. You want to be able to,
right.
if they forgot to lock the doors, you do it for them.
Right.
So the home innovation and the sort of a smart,
mm-hmm.
so-called smart home, which
mm-hmm.
is being able to control all of this,
mm-hmm.
I think is going to be very important, and we're focusing on it. For example, the control today in our home, you know, smart home, Comcast, you have the option of doing it in Spanish or English.
Okay.
But then we know there's more. We want to test ideas of do-it-yourself security, for example,
right.
for Latinos, because we know there might sometimes those security systems are not as affordable, so
mm-hmm.
we want to make sure. On the communication side, we are doing things like now we have unlimited calls to pretty much half of the world
mm-hmm.
included. We mm-hmm. wanted to make sure that Mexico and Puerto Rico, which are our two largest sort of country of origin demographics in our footprint,
mm-hmm.
had the same opportunity, so we launched that.
Right.
We, in our Share app, for example, which is this idea of, with the app, I can share any moment,
mm-hmm.
like if it's, you know, my son's birthday or
mm-hmm.
El Bautizo that you're going next week. And family is tremendously important for Latinos, and
mm-hmm.
we want to make, we just sometimes have to squeeze 48 hours of work in a 24-hour day.
Yes.
In particular, Latino moms.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be present every time.
I know. Like,
So we want to make sure that with ShareNow, you can sort of share the moments through a platform and being able to share with any family member that has sort of Comcast service. So all in that is we just launched it, and it's in Spanish as well. Mm-hmm. It's something we launched recently.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately on packaging, when we say triple play, that includes video, includes home and phone,
mm-hmm.
I strongly believe it's about an option. If a family wants to have a great internet
mm-hmm.
and they want to get it with maybe an HBO package,
mm-hmm.
perfect, we sell it. But if that another Latino family wants to have a great internet but they happen to want the Mexican channels or they really soccer fans and they want to have, then that should be an option as well at the same price.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be something that you need to buy extra. So
mm-hmm.
for, what is it, Michael, $49, $40 a month?
$49.99
for $49.99, you get a great internet and video service,
mm-hmm.
and you have a choice as a Latino of what is the content that you want to package with that.
That's good.
Our triple plays, if you want to buy home security, internet, and video, we want to make sure that you have a choice. So
mm-hmm.
packaging the content that you, it's relevant
mm-hmm.
to you.
Right.
So a lot of things I sign up for in the next 9 months.
Yeah. You're
ready
for that.
Fast internet is really important, especially in our very large families. When we have multiple generations living in that same house, and we all want to watch different things, that download time, upload, all that speed also slows things down.
Yes.
So you want to have the right internet service. And that's
right.
Really where we've really built a great, great footprint.
We have that problem at home. My son's like a video watcher. And like if I'm on, he's on, my husband's on, then my kid's on. It's like everybody and just like, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So you have.
So, okay. It sounds really awesome. I'm excited. Definitely for the video remote. I mean, not the video remote, the voice remote. I'm like, I just want to try that. It's neat.
This is the home. I keep doing this, and I know I'm going to get in trouble because I'm showing you an edited live feed from my home.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? But but I just think it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm away from home and I can control all of the alarms. Here is a feed directly from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Espero que mi esposa esté.
Yeah,
but
let
me just check. Yeah, this is my house right there.
Mm-hmm.
And just this peace of mind for a parent to. Sometimes it's just, I see the kids just watching TV or
mm-hmm.
et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if an alarm sound gets me a text right here.
Mm-hmm.
So we think this is cool innovation, but it's innovation ultimately that is important for the family.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to know that your kids are coming home. You know, sometimes you don't get off work till late. So,
exactly.
You know, they come home and you're like, oh, okay, then call me. You know, why aren't you calling me? You know, to see them. You know, that security, it makes you feel good.
You can do a lot of things. You can send a one-time code. If someone, you forgot the painter, was going to go and do something and they don't have access, you
mm-hmm.
can actually send that one-time
mm-hmm.
code for them to access. This will control
right.
the temperature,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things. So it's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. That's the whole purpose.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
No, thanks
for the time.